Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a cushion nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday nights, prime time, I flex my better. Voltron transform to DX Don, mega and unseen. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Hello, my friends. Hello, my friends, and good evening. It is that time again. It's time for a brand new Am I on the Air? I'm your host, Don Mega, and welcome to the show. It is August 30th. Tonight, it's Season 11, Episode 7, Straight Outta Summer. So, welcome, everybody, once again. We're straight out of summer. This is our last week of August, and we're all done with summer already. Can you believe it? I feel like we were just ramping up for the summer season to start, kicking things off with Avengers Age of Ultron. It was going to be so beautiful. And then, now it's the end of August, and movies are bombing, nothing's making money, and it's over. It's all over, man. Tomorrow's the last day of August, and then we start September. So, it's very sad because summer movie season is my shit. I love going to the movies. I love summer movie season because it's like every week something brand new is coming out. There's always something exciting going down. And that's going to be coming to an end. And it sucks. But it is what it is. We go through it every year. But that just means we're even closer to the summer of 2016 when we're going to pretty much get things up and running in March when Batman v Superman comes out. And then we got Captain America Civil War right around the corner after that. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Plus we got like 7 comic book movies next year. It's just 2016 is going to be off the hook. So we will, now that summer's over, every year we do a big summer wrap-up movie session episode where we'll basically talk about, you know, all the films we saw over the summer, what hit, what missed, and how everything kind of ranks out. And so look for that. It'll probably be a special Am I Still on the Air episode. I'll get my boy Geeky Pat on that one, and we'll do it up because we saw most of these movies together this summer. With September getting ready to start, that means there's going to be a brand new episode of Red Dragons Assemble. So make sure you check that out over on reddragonsradio.com. We'll be assembling with my boys Geeky Pat and Peeps, and we'll be breaking down all the news of August. And make sure you check out our Periscope channel. That is up and running. Just search for Am I on the Air on Periscope. Just did a Periscope video yesterday with the unveiling of the August box for Marvel's Collector Core subscription box. So you can check that out and see what kind of comes along with the packaging and that. It's pretty cool. It's kind of like Loot Crate for those of you that don't know. So check out our new Periscope video on that.
So, movie review wise, you could probably make it out. I told you last week I was probably going to be the movie that I went and saw this weekend. It's one I missed for the last couple weeks because I've been kind of defaulting to other films instead. But as the summer wraps up, there wasn't much out this weekend other than No Escape and We Are Your Friends. And I have no interest whatsoever in We Are Your Friends. And we'll talk about what a disaster that was at the box office here in a little bit. But then on top of that, then you had No Escape, which I thought No Escape looked okay, but that looks more of like a rental, watch it on cable kind of thing. I was in no rush to go check that out in the theater. So, so then that left me with one movie to go see, and that is the movie that was number one at the box office this weekend for the third straight week in a row. It's Straight Outta Compton. And so this is the last movie that I'll be reviewing for the summer. There might be a couple more I'll sneak in before the Am I Still on the Air, but I doubt it. So this might be the one wrapping it up. Third, 3 weeks at number one, the box office. The only other film to do that this summer was Jurassic World. So Straight Outta Compton is my movie review of the week, hence Straight Outta Summer being tonight's show title. And so let's rock and roll. I loved this movie. I've heard nothing but good things, so I mean, I was expecting good stuff because everybody that's seen it has said that it's a really, really good film. It's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, so I had no doubt it was going to be good, but I had no idea it was going to be as good as it turned out to be. Of course, this is the true story about what happened with the supergroup NWA. With Ice Cube and Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, MC Ren, DJ Yella, you know, the whole crew. This was an amazing story to see told, just about their rise and their fall and how they spun off into individual careers and how they almost got back together before Eazy-E died of HIV. I mean, it was just a very, very interesting story. Who would have ever known? It's hard for me to get into a lot of this stuff without being spoilers. I know some people might say, well, you know, it's a true story. We already know most of the story. But I still don't want to ruin anything for anybody because it is the number one film at the box office and it ain't going nowhere anytime soon. The film has made, I think, $170 million domestically already, which is just incredible because I think they made this film for like $30 million bucks. I just loved it. I thought the acting was really well done. I mean, you had all brand new actors representing the group, especially Ice Cube's son, who did a tremendous job. The guy that plays Dr. Dre, the guy that plays Eazy-E, they were all great actors, man. Great leads. And the real Dre and Cube, who were the executive producers on this film, did a great job casting, because everybody really knocked it out the park. So, a great way to end the summer. I highly, highly recommend it. Even if you're not a fan of this group, it's a great movie and it's a great story to be told, to be honest. So, but if you are even remotely a fan of this group or of Dre or of Cube, go check this out, man. It is an awesome, awesome movie. I gave Straight Outta Compton 4 out of 5 stars. It is a long film, and that's why I probably didn't give it 5 stars. I almost gave it 5, to be honest, because for based on what this movie did and what it was trying to do and how it pulled it off, there's not much that I can complain about this film. But it was a little long. I mean, the film runs a little over 2.5 hours long, which is very long for a documentary type of film. You know, a biographical, you know. So that was probably my only negative thing, really, was about the runtime. So, but I highly, highly recommend it. And I'm glad that I did finally make it to go see it in the theater because I really enjoyed it. And I went with a buddy of mine who I haven't seen in a while. Shout out to Adidas, my boy Randy. He listens to the show, so holla holla, buddy. What up? He lives in another town now, so we don't get together very often. And I said, let's go see, you know, let's go see Straight Outta Compton. And he was like, nah, dude, I'm not interested in that at all. And I begged him and begged him and begged him, and he finally was like, all right, cool, cool. So we did dinner, and then we went and watched Straight Outta Compton after. And even after we got out of the theater, he was like, I changed my mind. That was a really good movie, so I'm glad you talked me into it. So just to kind of show you, I mean, that's coming from somebody that really had no want to see this film, ended up really enjoying it as well. So I highly recommend it. 4 out of 5 stars for me. I'm going to do a real quick summer wrap-up. So let's go back and we're going to take it back. Remember, the summer kicked off with Avengers Age of Ultron. So I'm not going to really talk about the films. I'm just going to talk about, you know, the movie that I saw and the rating that I gave it. Because overall, it was a pretty good summer. So we had Avengers Age of Ultron, 5 out of 5 stars. Then we had Mad Max Fury Road, 4 out of 5 stars, which Mad Max is out on DVD and Blu-ray Tuesday, by the way. Then we had the Poltergeist remake, which I was very pleasantly surprised with, 4 out of 5 stars there. San Andreas, another 4 out of 5 stars. Love this movie with The Rock. Then we had Spy, Melissa McCarthy, Jason Statham, comedy film, 4 out of 5 stars there, super hilarious. Jurassic World, of course, the biggest movie of the summer, the biggest movie of the year, third biggest movie of all time. Jurassic World got 5 out of 5 stars for me. Then we had Ted 2, 4 out of 5 stars. Terminator Genesis, 4 out of 5 stars. Ant-Man, 5 out of 5 stars. And on a side note, I actually went and saw Ant-Man again this morning. It was my niece's birthday, and she hadn't seen it yet, and she wanted the whole family to go see Ant-Man, so we went, and I was like, hell yeah, I'm down to see that again, and loved it just as much the second go-around. Love Ant-Man, 5 out of 5 stars there. Then we had Pixels with Adam Sandler. I gave that 3 out of 5 stars. Vacation, 4 out of 5 stars. Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, 4 out of 5 stars. Fantastic Four, 2 out of 5 stars. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., 4 out of 5 stars. Hitman, Agent 47, 3 out of 5 stars. And Straight Outta Compton, 4 out of 5 stars. So overall, a very, very strong summer. I mean, there's not much that you can really complain about. I mean, the weakest film on here is Fantastic Four with its bomb of 2 stars. Other than that, everything was pretty damn enjoyable this summer, so I like it. So we'll have to see how everything kind of ranked when I stack them all up, and we'll do that summer movie countdown. Am I Still in the Air Here real soon? All right, let's transition and get into our movie news, movie and TV news, entertainment news of the week. Very happy to hear this part. Vin Diesel did an interview earlier in the week, and he said that they're finally going to be moving forward on XXX3, and XXX3 will start production in December. So this makes me really excited. I loved the first XXX film. I even kind of have a guilty pleasure with XXX2 State of the Union with Ice Cube, even though that wasn't the sequel I wanted. I wanted Vin Diesel back. I wanted some more Xander Cage. And but we're going to get it finally. Vin Diesel's been talking about doing a XXX2 for a while, and it just hasn't happened. And he's finally saying it's going to get going in December. So I'm very, very excited about that. Speaking of Jurassic World, like I said, Jurassic World is coming to, it's the biggest movie of the summer. It's the third biggest grossing film of all time. It's finally going to be coming to Blu-ray and DVD. And it will be hitting digital HD on October 1st, and then we'll hit 3D Blu-ray and regular Blu-ray and DVD and on-demand services on October 20th. So coming very soon here, you'll be able to own Jurassic World and do your own thing. Shout out to my boy Stephen Amell, you know, Arrow from the TV show Arrow, Green Arrow from Arrow. He, like I said, I'm a big wrestling fan, and he kicked ass at SummerSlam last Sunday, and I'm sure I mentioned it on last week's show, but I just wanted to shout it out again, because he did such an amazing job, and if you can catch a replay of SummerSlam, you can see how cool he did wrestling in a WWE ring. Very, very cool. Zendaya is going to be joining season 2 of Black-ish, and she'll be in a guest starring reoccurring role, so that's pretty cool there for her. We have a trailer for Ash versus the Evil Dead, so you can check that out. I know Geeky Pat is getting super, super stoked for that TV show. It's coming on Stars. We got some new images from the Star Wars Force Awakens, which is coming from the new Empire magazine. Chiwetel Ejiofor is incredibly excited about his role in Doctor Strange. He can't wait to get started on this. Here, we have a brand new banner poster for Mockingjay Part 2 for the Hunger Games. It's a pretty cool looking poster as they take down the Capitol. Production has officially wrapped on the Suicide Squad. It is a wrap. Suicide Squad film is done filming. Jared Leto did a really, real cool Instagram where he just showed pieces of the green hair on the floor. He obviously got them all cut off. And, you know, it was very symbolic. It was just like, come on, man. He should have kept the green hair a little bit more, man. For as much as they said he encompassed that role, he should have held on to that hair a little bit longer. Katherine Heigl is set to take over in a new CBS drama pilot. So this show was actually going to be done with a different actress. Let's see here. So duh, duh, duh. So this was a pilot that was already casted and already shot. And then they shipped it off to CBS, and CBS said, oh, we want to kind of touch it up, recast, reshoot. And originally the role was going to be played by Katie Strickland. And now Katherine Heigl has stepped in, and she has replaced her as she'll be playing a lawyer. And it's a new drama pilot called Doubt. So, I don't know. She's not doing too well with the projects she tries to pick for TV, so we'll see how this one works out. Over in some music news, and I'm really liking this one here, Slash says that he and Axl Rose have reconciled, and that it's very cool at this point. They've totally made up. They're friends again, which has gotten everybody speculating on that original Guns N' Roses reunion. I hope it happens. I'm a big fan of Guns N' Roses, and I don't like the fact that Axl's been torn around with some other band calling him Guns N' Roses when there's like no one in the band but him. Now that him and Slash have hooked up, I think everything else can really fall into play. So I am hoping, that's for damn sure. Last Sunday, AMC premiered Fear the Walking Dead, and it premiered to a record-breaking 10.1 million viewers checked it out here in the United States, which has just set a cable record for watching a brand new show. That is just incredible. Even though most of the people I know that watched it didn't like it very much. Said it was very slow, just kind of boring, so that kind of sucks for them. The Bachelor, over on The Bachelor, ABC has selected Ben Higgins as the season 20th star. I can't believe they're on season 20 already, jeez. Daniel Brühl has joined Jessica Chastain in a new film called The Zookeeper's Wife. Warner Brothers and Roy Lee are going to adapt a World War II tale called To the White Sea. Sure. I don't know much else about that. So they're going to get ready to start filming the new Planet of the Apes movie, and it's tentatively titled War of the Planet of the Apes, and they are bringing back Matt Reeves, who directed the last film, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Gabriel Chavarria, who is one of the who plays one of the leads in Universal's upcoming film Lowriders, and he's also on Hulu's show East Los High. He's been signed on to join the new film, so he'll be coming up on the new War of the Planet of the Apes. X-Men movie, the spinoff film that they're doing with Gambit, starring Channing Tatum, is looking at Lea Sado to join the cast there. They supposedly have already made her the offer. I read you guys a list of like three or four different actresses that they were looking at, and now it looks like they've decided on Lea Sado. They've offered her the contract, and now it's just up to her if she agrees to take it or not. She'll next be seen as a new Bond girl in Spectre. So we'll see how this unfolds. She'd be pretty good for the Gambit film. So she has been offered the lead role. We have the first official teaser trailer for Kill Your Friends, starring Nicholas Holt. Looks like a very odd movie. We have the trailer for Ashby, starring Emma Roberts and Sarah Silverman. We have Everything Wrong with Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, which is a lot. We have the Honest trailer for Mad Max Fury Road, which was actually really, really funny. And like I said, it's out on Blu-ray and DVD this Tuesday. If you're wondering when all your favorite shows are returning, we have the new Fall Guide available that you can check out. The link is on our Facebook and Twitter page. Bruce Willis was all set and actually had done a day of filming on Woody Allen's new movie. He has dropped out. They said for scheduling reasons, he just couldn't do it, which feels like a crock of shit, to be honest, because like I said, he was already on set and they had started filming, so how does he have scheduling conflictions all of a sudden? But whatever, he dropped out, and they've gotten Steve Carell to replace his role. We have an article up with J.J. Abrams revealing where his inspiration for the First Order comes from in the new Star Wars Force Awakens. I won't tell you because I know people are really crazy with their Star Wars news, so I don't want to spoil anything for you. If you're interested, we have the articles posted for you. We have the Oh, we got confirmation that the R-rated version of The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies Extended Edition will be coming to Blu-ray and digital HD here very soon. There's a big rumor going around right now that Marvel is planning a new Blade movie, but it's not the Blade movie you think it may be. There's a new comic version coming out of Blade, which will actually focus on Blade's daughter. And Blade will kind of be playing the Whistler type role on this new comic book series. And supposedly Marvel loves the new comic so much, they were saying, oh, we're going to adapt that into a film and maybe even bring Wesley Snipes back as the older Blade, taking care of his daughter and helping train her and stuff like that. This is a very big rumor that I just want to state. Nothing's been confirmed on this. I know a lot of sites are running with this. And I honestly, personally, do not feel this is going to happen. I just don't. I don't see Wesley Snipes coming back to this franchise. Not that I don't want it. I love the Blade movies, but I just don't see it happening. And if they do bring back Blade, I don't feel like they would go straight to his 16-year-old daughter. So I'm going to leave this checked under the rumor category. Let's talk some more casting coming to The Flash Season 2, as they've added a new villain and a new hero. So casting continues up on the upcoming second season of The Flash, and now two more have joined the series, both a hero and a villain. Violet Bean will play female speedster Jessie Quick, the daughter of the Golden Age character Johnny Quick in the source material, but for the series, she'll be described as a brilliant but quirky college student who gets caught up in the battle between The Flash and Season 2's big bad guy, Zoom. We also got word that they will be including Demore Barnes from 12 Monkeys and Hemlock Grove as Henry Hewitt, a.k.a. the villain Tokamak. In the comics, the character has energy absorption powers and was a manipulative businessman. For the series, he's described as a charming but cocky scientist who was affected by the same particle accelerator explosion that created the Flash. When Caitlin Snow recruits him to join the team over at Star Labs, Hewitt jumps at the opportunity to fulfill his destiny as a powerful metahuman. So I like it. I like that they're, you know, sticking this, getting this all ramped up, man. But now we're going to have a chick speedster, we're going to have Wally West, we're going to have Jay Garrick, we're going to have The Flash. There's going to be a lot of speedsters going around. And you got Zoom up in there, jeez. So, but very cool, very exciting. I can't wait till The Flash comes back. I'm just pissed that it's not September instead of October. For those of you following track, The View has this ever-revolving door of hosts. They have brought back Joy Behar to co-host. She's one of the original hosts of The View, so they brought her back. We have a new trailer for The Walking Dead Season 6 you can check out. Bryan Cranston has joined James Franco in a brand new comedy called Why Him? Why Him? VH1 has ordered a couples therapy spinoff to series. Biggest Loser host Allison Sweeney is going to be departing the show after 13 seasons as the host, so that is pretty cool. The director of The Maze Runner is going to be tackling a Norse mythology film called Fall of Gods. So we'll see, man. I don't know. I feel like it's going to be kind of cheesy, but we'll see if it turns out to be anything pretty cool. Straight Outta Compton star Jason Mitchell. Every time I say Straight Outta Compton, I want to start rapping the song. Crazy motherfucking name, Ice Cube. But anyway, Straight Outta Compton star Jason Mitchell, who played Eazy-E, he's joining the cast of Kong Skull Island, so that's a great addition over there. Takashi Mike's Shield of Straw is getting an English language remake. Yeah. Luke Bracey, who most people don't know who he is, but he's playing the Johnny Utah Keanu Reeves role in the Point Break remake. He was also Cobra Commander in the G.I. Joe Retaliation film. He has just joined the film Hacksaw Ridge, which is the new film Mel Gibson's directing with Andrew Garfield. So he'll be co-starring with Andrew Garfield and Vince Vaughn on that movie there. The Force Awakens, going back to some Star Wars news, The Force Awakens toys are going to be revealed live globally starting on September 2nd. So that's cool, man. I don't remember a time when we did this big like online unveiling of toys for a movie. That's just crazy. We have a cool article up with the creator of Mr. Robot, Sam Esmail, and he discusses Elliot, Tyrell, and what to expect in the finale episode. The finale was supposed to air a couple days ago, but there was a big shooting that happened with a news reporter getting killed, and there's something like that that happens in the finale, in the season finale. So they decided to preempt the episode, and that will actually air this upcoming Wednesday. And once again, if you haven't seen Mr. Robot, I highly recommend you check out this show. It's an incredible TV show. I really, really love it. A new Fast and Furious ride is coming to Universal Orlando in 2017. It's going to be called Supercharged. So that is really cool there. It's a great addition to something like that at Orlando. We have the information for the Rise of the Tomb Raider Collector's Edition. So if you're into that video game, coming November 10th, we have all the details of the Collector's Edition. Former football player Matthew Willig has joined Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and he's going to be playing the Inhuman Lash. I like this casting. Matthew Willig is one of those guys that you probably don't know his name, but if you saw him, you'd be like, oh, that big-ass guy? Because this dude pops up in a lot of stuff. And he's actually pretty cool. I like this guy a lot. So him being Lash, I think this is great casting right there. So very, very cool. This, I thought, was pretty interesting news. Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Schumer have become basically besties all of a sudden. They've become big best friends, and they've decided to write a movie together. They're writing a comedy script where they'll play sisters. And it sounds really, really cool, and they're working on this together. So it's cool to see a friendship kind of made like that, and then they bring everything together. Fox's TV version of Urban Cowboy has made its first casting decision, and they've cast Jim Belushi as the first role for Urban Cowboy, the TV series. American Horror Story Hotel is going to have a connection to season one, and I believe that connection is just the kill house, or the haunted house, or whatever they want to call it, the house from season one. So that might be the only connection, but they're saying that it definitely is tied to season one in a way. We got a pretty cool behind-the-scenes Blu-ray video for the specializing for the Blu-ray Avengers Age of Ultron, which actually shows James Spader doing Ultron's motion capture work, which we've never seen before. This will be a part of the Blu-ray, but they've released this video online, so you can check it out if you're interested. It's just kind of cool to see James Spader walking around in that pajama-looking mocap suit. Star Wars The Force Awakens, once again, is going to be taking over all North American IMAX screens for a month. They have booked 4 weeks straight to do nothing but Force Awakens on IMAX screens. That is pretty damn cool. Joaquin Phoenix is going to be reuniting with M. Night Shyamalan for a brand new horror film from Blumhouse Pictures. Blumhouse does M. Night's new film, The Visit, which comes out in September, and they worked together on Signs, and they did The Village, which I do love Signs, but The Village is one of the worst pieces of shit I've ever seen in my life. But they have a good working relationship, and it's good to see Joaquin come back and work with M. Night again, who I think is trying to get his feet back on the ground, and I think The Visit is going to be a movie in the right direction. James Gunn has confirmed that Vin Diesel will be returning to Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I am Groot. Anne Hathaway is going to produce and star in a new sci-fi comedy called The Shower. We have a new trailer, which is for The Hobbit Trilogy, the extended edition, so it kind of puts that all together. We have a brand new trailer for CBS's upcoming DC comic series, Supergirl. So you can check out that trailer also on the Twitter page. Let's see here. We got a pretty cool article up talking about the best PS4 hard drives to go with. If you're looking to upgrade your internal memory, this is a great article to check out there. We posted a TV spot for Star Wars The Force Awakens that came out. It's like 15 seconds long, but then Disney pulled it down, and Disney's pretty much pulled it down on every site out there. I haven't seen it pop back up yet. When it does, I'll post it again. But the cool part in there is John Boyega, who's in the movie, and I know my boy Peeps, we were laughing about the fact that every time you see him in the trailers, he's just out of breath, and he's running around, and he's just like, you're like, what the hell is this dude's role going to be in this movie? In this new TV spot, he actually pulls out a lightsaber and turns it on. So I'm really interested to see what his character ends up doing. So we'll hopefully we'll be able to get that trailer posted back up here soon. I don't even want to call it a trailer. It's like a tease for 15 seconds. We have a new trailer called Youth, which stars Michael Caine and Harvey Keitel. We have a trailer for Love the Coopers, starring Olivia Wilde and Amanda Seyfried, which looks like a movie that's been made 1,000 times over about the dysfunctional family that only gets together once a year at Christmas. It's just been done so many times. Let's talk, you know, we talked within the last couple weeks about the highest paid actors and actresses. We know Jennifer Lawrence is the biggest paid actress. We know Robert Downey Jr. is the highest paid, you know, actor. Let's talk TV. Big Bang Theory's Jim Parsons is 2015's highest paid TV actor. He earned a whopping $29 million between June 1st, 2014 and June 1st, 2015. That is insane. This is, of course, according to Forbes magazine, which listed everybody out. His co-star, Johnny Galecki, was very close behind him, who brought in $27 million. So that is pretty damn crazy. Now that they also get $1 million each per episode, which is just insane. Big Bang Theory's Simon Helberg and Kunal Nair also made the list, with each of them bringing in $20 million. So here's the full list for TV guys. Number one, Jim Parsons, $29 million. Number two, Johnny Galecki, $27 million. Number three, Mark Harmon with $20 million. Number three, Simon Helberg, $20 million. Number three, Kunal Nair, $20 million. Number three, Ashton Kutcher, $20 million. Number seven, John Cryer, $15 million. Number seven, Ray Romano with $15 million. Number nine, Patrick Dempsey and Simon Baker, both tied at number nine with $12 million. Number 11 is Ty Burrell with 11.5. Then this is where Modern Family comes into play here. 11.5. Number 12 is Jesse Tyler Ferguson with 11 million. Number 13 is Ed O'Neill with 10.5 million. Number 13 is also tied with Eric Stone Street for 10.5 million. So the whole Modern Family crew is right there. And we round out at number 15 with Kevin Spacey with 9.5 million. So, wow. And what's crazy is Ray Romano being number seven, because most of that money comes from reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond. Wow. That is just so insane to me. We got an article up talking about Marvel's Luke Cage, another one of the Netflix shows that's coming. Rumors on the villain, love interest, and plot. So you can check out that article if you want some more details. Justin Bieber lookalike and botched star Tobias Strebele. He ended up going missing earlier last week, and then they found him dead about 3 days ago. Really, really sad. No word yet from the autopsy or anything on how or why, but they found him, his body dead in a hotel room. So this guy obviously had a lot of mental trouble, and just very sorry to his friends and family. FX is going to be developing a Sons of Anarchy spinoff, and it will focus on the Mayans. So there you go. If for all you Sons of Anarchy fans, the spinoff is going to be coming very soon. Galaxy Quest is going to be coming a TV show, and they're going to make a TV show of Galaxy Quest, and it will be coming to Amazon Prime. So that'll be an exclusive show over on Amazon. Very, very cool there. Suicide Squad's Viola Davis says that she signed on for 3 DC movies, not necessarily Suicide Squad films, but 3 DC movies if they want to use her. We have a promo for the new TV show, The Bastard Executioner, which is coming to FX. We have the first look at Michael Fassbender in the Assassin's Creed movie. This is very, very cool right here. He looks like something straight out the video game, and I absolutely loved it. This has been a movie that's been in the works for a couple years now, and people started to believe, like, is anything even going to happen? But, you know, it's finally happening. And we do have some information on it because he's not actually playing somebody in the video game. So on top of the first look, we found out that Michael Fassbender plays a character called Calum Lynch. And in the film, he's going to be an original character, not from any of the video games in the series. The film is officially described as follows. Through a revolutionary technology that unlocks his genetic memories, Calum Lynch, played by Michael Fassbender, experiences the adventures of his ancestor, Aguilar, in 15th century Spain. Calum discovers he is descended from a mysterious secret society, the Assassins, and amasses incredible knowledge and skills to take on the oppressive and powerful Templar organization in the present day. So that sounds really, really cool. I like where they're taking this. The people that do the games, that executive produce the video games, and that are working with the movies, also came out a couple days after this article dropped and said that the movie will share continuity with the video games. Like, they all are in the same universe. So that is really, really cool. So, Assassin's Creed will star Michael Fassbender and Academy Award winner Marion Cotillard. The film will be directed by Justin Kurzel, who did the new Macbeth movie, and will be coming out from New Regency. So, very cool. The film opens nationwide, actually worldwide, on December 21st, 2016. Principal photography has just started in London and Spain. So, I like it. I like it a lot. We have the first trailer for Hand of God, which is the new TV show that Ron Perlman does over on Amazon, so you can check that out. We have Captain America Civil War concept art that you can check out that actually shows the two sides of the teams for Civil War. I won't tell you it because I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but it's pretty cool to see the concept art. And the concept art actually came straight from Jeremy Renner, so this is not fake, everybody. This is real concept art. Hulu has renewed Difficult People for Season 2. I'm behind. I've watched the first three episodes, I believe, and I like it. It's a little half-hour show. It's original. They're very crabby, difficult people, and I don't know. I got a kick out of it, so I'm very happy to see that Hulu has renewed it for a second season. We have the first teaser trailer for the final season of Hemlock Grove, so you can check that out. Producer and co-creator Ryan Murphy of American Horror Story says that Jessica Lange will be back at some point. He hasn't confirmed anything, but he says, don't worry, she will be back. If you're a fan also of American Horror Story, there's potentially will be two seasons in 2016. They're looking at doing this hotel one here in early 2016 and then one late in later 2016. So that'd be very interesting here. Congratulations to Pixar. Their movie Inside Out has passed the $700 million mark at the worldwide box office. Very, very cool. You can watch the full trailer for Showtime's Homeland Show, Season 5, which is returning on Showtime on October 4th. I actually just watched this trailer. It looks a hell of a lot more exciting than that fourth season was, because that was boring. Michelle Pfeiffer is set to play Bernie Madoff's wife in HBO's new upcoming film, Wizard of Lies. American Dad has been renewed by TBS for two more seasons, so that's very has tapped Betty White to be a new intern on the show, so that's very interesting casting right there, bringing on Betty White. You guys go. Let's see here. Sorry, bear with me. I got a lot of duplicate stuff we've talked about that I'm just kind of going through here. Mads Mikkelsen, this dude is everywhere right now. Of course, he's Hannibal Lecter on the TV show Hannibal, which actually just got canceled, and I believe the finale just happened Friday night. He is also going to be in Star Wars Rogue One, and they've now just announced that he is up and probably will sign on for a mystery villain role in Doctor Strange. So that's very cool to see him pop up in a Marvel Cinematic Universe film. Little trivia for you there. He was actually originally going to play Malekith in Thor the Dark World, and it just didn't work out scheduling-wise, so he dropped out. So he could be coming back here as a villain in Doctor Strange. The Brits are coming. This is a new film. I'm not just making fun. The Brits Are Coming, which is a brand new film, and it's got six more actors have just signed on. The film is already now filming, but they've just added Tim Roth, Parker Posey, Maggie Q, which I love Maggie Q, Alice Eve, which I love Alice Eve, Stephen Fry, and Sofia Vergara, who I love Sofia Vergara, have all joined along with Uma Thurman. So this is a new film that's being directed by James Oakley, who did the film The Devil You Know. So that's a big cast going on right there. So very, very cool. Maria Bello and Lost's Tania Raymond have joined David E. Kelly's Amazon legal drama, that new show, so that's cool. The Frankenstein Code, which is a new show coming out on Fox, which I think looks actually really, really good. They changed the title of it. The Frankenstein Code has gone through a little bit of retooling, and the Fox has changed the title of the show to be called Looking Glass. Looking Glass is set to debut mid-season on Fox. WWE Studios is looking to adapt basketball documentary Long Shot into a narrative feature. Thomas Jane, Maya Mitchell, and Emery Cohen have joined Hot Summer Nights. Timothy Oliphant, Britt Robinson, Shay Mitchell have joined Julia Roberts in the new film Mother's Day. Hawaii Five-0 has just added Dexter. Dexter's very own Julie Benz, who played Rita on Dexter. I love Julie Benz. She is just so nice and so pretty. And I loved her on Dexter, my Rita. Dexter was one of my favorite shows, and I loved Rita on that show. She's coming to Hawaii Five-0, and she's going to be playing Chin's love interest on the new season. So very, very excited about that. Ridley Scott has confirmed that Prometheus 2 will be his next movie, and looks like they'll probably start filming here in January. Vincent D'Onofrio is set to direct and star in a film about Billy the Kid. Sam Worthington and Ruth Wilson have joined Sofia Boutella in the new film The Titan. John Hamm is in talks to star in a new sci-fi drama called Marjorie Prime. Five Against a Bullet is going to be finally getting made, and it will be directed by Joe Carnahan. Now, you video game fans, like my brother-in-law, if you guys love the video game Borderlands, Borderlands is going to be becoming a movie. I think we already had it. It was called Mad Max Fury Road. But Borderlands is becoming a movie. Lionsgate Pictures is going to be doing it, and they're going to be making it with the Spider-Man producers, especially A.V. Arad, who did all the original Spider-Man films. He's going to be working with Lionsgate, and they're going to be doing a Borderlands movie. I didn't like these video games. I thought they were super boring, and I thought they looked really cheap, and I just never could get into it. But that doesn't mean a movie wouldn't be pretty cool, so I'm on board with a Borderlands movie. Matt Damon has given new plot and locale details for Bourne 5, so if you're interested in that, check out the article on our Facebook and Twitter. Check out Liz's new look and NBC's The Blacklist trailer. We got the new Blacklist trailer there. Limitless is a new TV show coming out, as you know, based on the movie with Bradley Cooper, which Bradley Cooper is involved and still, which is going to be pretty cool. As you all know, Jennifer Carpenter, who played Dexter's sister, she is on Limitless, and now they just staged a Dexter reunion as Desmond Harrington has signed on to a guest starring role on the new season of Limitless. So he, of course, was a love interest of Jennifer Carpenter, so it'd be pretty cool to see them back together working on Limitless. Lots of Dexter alums moving forward here. Now I just need Michael C. Hall to come back and do a Dexter spinoff. Come on, buddy. Rob Lowe's new comedy, The Grinder, has cast Christina Applegate as a former girlfriend of his. Black Ops 3, the new Call of Duty, is the biggest ever beta ever done on a PlayStation 4. So that is pretty damn cool. I played the beta. I loved it. I can't wait for this game. It comes out on November 6th. I've already pre-ordered it. I was a little mad because you were supposed to have pre-ordered the game to play the beta. And after like one day of me having it, they opened up the beta to like every PlayStation user. So I thought that was a little bit kind of stingy, because that was like one of the big perks of pre-order, was that you got to play the multiplayer beta. And I didn't think they did the beta long enough. I only got to play it for a couple days for a very short period of time. And then the next time I tried to play it, it was already over. So that sucked a little bit. But congratulations. I mean, being the biggest beta ever on PlayStation 4 is pretty damn incredible. Once again, you can pre-order now. The game comes out on November 6th. Rain, the TV show, has been pushed to Fridays this fall, and we have the first trailer for Season 3. We have the new trailer for Rock the Casbah, starring Bill Murray. We have the new second trailer for Goosebumps. Michael B. Jordan is in talks for a vampire buddy comedy called Blood Brothers. I think this would be good for Michael B. Jordan, who's obviously trying to get the stink of Fantastic Four off of him, which I'm still looking very forward to Creed. He's a great actor. It just didn't come off well with him being Johnny Storm. Doing something like Blood Brothers, I think, would be a very good move for him. VH1 has canceled the show Hindsight, even though they renewed it earlier in the year. They decided to not renew it and cancel it. Bryce Dallas Howard is set to star opposite Matthew McConaughey in a new film called Gold. Oh, Heavenly Dog, which is an old Chevy Chase 80s film, is getting a remake over at 20th Century Fox. I never even heard of this film. It's a very odd choice for a remake. USA Network has canceled the new show Complications after only one season. Congratulations to Minions and Universal Pictures. Universal Pictures has already had like the biggest year of its life, making billions of dollars with Jurassic World and Straight Outta Compton, and now they've set another record. Actually, Furious 7 is a part of that as well, as they just set their third Universal Pictures release in 2015 to pass $1 billion. Congratulations to Minions. It just hit $1 billion, catching up with Furious 7 and Jurassic World. That's three Universal Pictures films that have all hit $1 billion in 2015. So incredible right there. Let's see. Armie Hammer has joined Amy Adams in a new film called Nocturnal Animals. Josh Brolin just did an interview and he says he can't wait to bring the wrath to the Avengers in Infinity War. He's so stoked to play Thanos. And it's like, it's just taken so long. He does these little teases and is like, let's get going. Congratulations to Quest Crew, who won the new season of America's Best Dance Crew. Love those guys. It was a great little season of the All-Stars, and 95 million votes were cast to decide the winner. Very, very cool. AMC is going to be producing a special Zombies on a Plane standalone episode of The Walking Dead, so that'll be pretty cool. We Are Your Friends, who I told you, the new Zac Efron DJ movie. It is among the top worst wide release openings in box office history. So sad. So sad. Epix has parted ways with Netflix, and they've closed a new multi-year deal with Hulu. So some movies they pointed out was like The Hunger Games and Catching Fire, Transformers. A lot of stuff, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that are part of the Epix family will not stream on Netflix anymore. They will all be on Hulu. So you have to be a subscriber to Hulu, and Hulu's going to start getting some newer movies that you can stream directly through the Hulu app. Tonight was also the MTV Video Music Awards, and we have the full winners list there. I won't spend time going through it all because a lot of you don't care about music stuff, but if you do, we of course did post all the winners listed right there. Yeah, and I heard Miley Cyrus did a bang-up job as host, and I'm saying that very sarcastically. And our last piece of news here, and some sad news, just happened earlier today. Horror master Wes Craven, he is the horror maestro, passed away after battling brain cancer at the age of 76. Best known for Nightmare on Elm Street, he did the Scream franchise. He died today after a battle with brain cancer at the age of 76. Very, very sad. He, of course, did the five Nightmare on Elm Street films that were released from 1984 to 1989. He did all four Scream movies. His first feature film was The Last House on the Left, which he wrote and directed in 1972. He also wrote and helmed The Hills Have Eyes in 1977. And then he did, like I said, the Nightmare on Elm Street films. He is somebody that's just done so many films, written books, you know. His most recent written and directed film was My Soul to Take in 2010. I mean, just an icon, a really big icon in the horror industry. Wes Craven passing at age 76. So definitely our thoughts and prayers go to you, Mr. Craven, to your family, to your friends. Your legacy will always live on. All righty, let's get to our box office and our release dates, and we'll wrap this baby up. On DVD and Blu-ray, like I told you already, is Mad Max Fury Road on Tuesday. In theaters this week is The Transporter Refueled. I want to tell you about a cool little side thing here about since we're talking about upcoming DVDs and Blu-rays. Furious 7, which is one of my favorite movies of the year so far, such a great film. It comes out on Blu-ray and DVD September 15th, I believe. Best Buy is running a really cool promotion right now where if you pre-order the Blu-ray or DVD, you just have to pre-order the movie. They will give you the digital download code right now for it. So I did it. I pre-ordered the Blu-ray. I was going to buy it anyway. And I got the digital download code, and I watched the movie last night just through streaming it. So it was really cool because you get the pre-stream code now, and then you can pick up the Blu-ray in a couple weeks and watch it whenever you want. So just a little side note there of a cool promotion that Best Buy is doing. So like I said, in theaters this Friday will be The Transporter Refueled, which is a very sad attempt to continue the Transporter series without Jason Statham, so no thanks, I want no part of this. I'll probably watch it on Netflix or something, but I will not support this in the theater. And here's your box office top 10. It does not have, first and foremost, We Are Your Friends, the Zac Efron DJ movie. I knew this movie would bomb. They weren't expecting much. They were expecting the film to make about $8 to $10 million. There was a passion project of Zac Efron, you know, and I know people were predicting this movie was going to be in the top five somewhere, number two, number three, something like that. I was like, man, this movie's going to bomb. Wow. I was right that it bombed, but I didn't know it would bomb as bad as it did. It made $1.8 million. $1.8 million. It is the lowest debut ever for a film that opened in 2,000 or more screens. You know, when a movie opens, it could have been a limited release film. It could open in, you know, 500 screens, 800 screens, you know, 1,000 screens. Anything really over 800 or 1,000 screens is considered a wide release. This opened in 2,300 screens. I think 2,333 screens, something like that. It is a full wide release film. It made $1 million. It is the lowest opening ever for a film which opened on 2,000 or more screens. And it is among the top 10 worst wide release openings in box office history. So it didn't even crack the top 10 is what I mean to say. Number 10 was Ant-Man, bringing in $3.1 million in like its seventh week. Whereas We Are Your Friends made $1 million. So I don't mean to clown on it, but the movie looked like shit. So number 10, Ant-Man, 3.1. Number 9, Jurassic World with 3.1. Number 8 is The Gift with 3.1 as well. I don't know how they all have 3.1. Those will probably fluctuate a little bit come tomorrow. Number 7 is Hitman, Agent 47 with 3.9 million. Number 6 is The Man from U.N.C.L.E. with 4.4 million. Number 5 is Sinister 2 with 4.7 million. Number 4 is the new movie No Escape with Owen Wilson, Pierce Brosnan, Lake Bell. No Escape made 8.3 million for a number 4 debut. Number 3 is Mission Impossible Rogue Nation with 8.3 million. Number 2 is War Room. I don't know where this film came from, but it completely came out of nowhere. It wasn't even a wide release, and it made $11 million. It's a religious film, and they just did some grassroots campaigning on this thing, and it just shot up out of nowhere to a number 2 debut with $11 million. And like I said, number 1 once again for the third week in a row. It's Straight Outta Compton with $13.2 million. So that is a massive total there. Like I said, bringing that film up domestically to like $177 million or something like that. Just incredible. So congratulations to Straight Outta Compton. Alrighty, my friends, that will do it for this episode of Am I on the Air? Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening, your support, your love. Please like us on Facebook, facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. You can follow us on Twitter at Am I on the Air. You can follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. You can please bookmark our official webpage, which is just simply amiontheair.com. You can listen to the show. You listen to the Am I Still on the Airs. You can look at movie reviews, movie trailers. Everything is on amiontheair.com. Movie releases, social media tabs, anything you may need. We are on iTunes. If you need help finding us on iTunes for whatever reason, just go to amiontheair.com and look at the social tab. Look for the iTunes, and there's a link right there. We are on Stitcher. We're on TuneIn, so there is ways that you can listen to us through streaming apps. We're on YouTube, so you can even listen to us on YouTube if that's easier for you. YouTube.com/AmIOnTheAir. We are on Instagram. We are on Periscope. We're on Google Plus. I mean, we are literally every place that we can try to be. We're there. And, of course, our main affiliate, RedDragonsRadio.com. We are broadcasting live right now from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here in Tucson, Arizona. So, RedDragonsRadio.com, where you can listen to this show. You can listen to all my buddies' shows, like This Week with the Geek, The People's Forum, King Falls AM, Pro Wrestling Nation, and a whole bunch more. So, definitely check out RedDragonsRadio.com. Follow them on Twitter at RedDragonsRadio so you know what's always going down with the latest and greatest when it comes to podcasting. Thank you so much. Once again, it's August 30th. This will wrap up our summer, Straight Out of Summer. We're all done. We'll be doing a movie wrap-up here soon. Look for that new Red Dragons Assemble coming probably sometime this week. And just keep posted. And we'll always let you know what's going down. And till next time, my friends. Peace! Red Dragons!